Kalim Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Now here we have the shear, which is the shear that we are most familiar with, Lagabi, measuring things lahalaka. Kezayis Shomru. Kezayis is neged every mitzvah sachila and every isra achila. So it's matzah, moror. It's told in the shear kezayis. Loi godol, v'loi kotna, l'beni. V'ze aguri. This is called zayis aguri. Type of zayis, which is a shear benni. The Rav is mitzayin from a Gemara in Brochus Daf Lamed Tes, that aguri is al shem sheshamnoi ogur besoichet. It's preserved inside. Most olives, the oil runs out. This one, the oil stays inside until it's processed. Kisoire shamru. Soire is a din teira that's negeta tumah v'taira. Lagabi, the size of a bone from a dead body that's metam b'magomasa. It's not considered a full dead body, and therefore it's not metame ba'il. We'll see all these halachas in Meseches Eholos. But it is metame tumas meis b'mago b'masa. And then he needs hazoras paradum v'shivas yomim. So that's has tumas meis. Halachim l'shem Sinai. That's the Shir Soir. Again, the Gemara that we mentioned, that all the Shirim are totally in Peres Eretz Yisrael. This is one of them. Lo'gdoel of lo'gtana l'ben nizum midboris. First, we point out that both of these Shirim is L'chayr Reb Yehuda should have responded by saying, take a godel, take a cotton, put it in water, get the middle measurement like we had the previous mission. The reason why they don't, Soira, they say, because Soira is very small. A Zai is not that small, but with Zayis, the Cheshman is because the Zayis will absorb, Kachi Tivo, it'll absorb some of the water, so it won't be an accurate reading. Ka'adasha Sha'amru, the Shir Adasha, which is the Shir of Tumah Shrotzim, a piece of a Sheretz, a dead sheretz, that is. That's metame, and it's metame b'maga, is b'shea dasho. Loi g'doylo v'loi g'tane elabendis v'zu mitzvist. The same way a medium-sized zayis is aguri, medium-sized zayis is called midboros, medium-sized adasho is called adasho mitzvist. Kol ha-metaltlin mevinis ha-tumma ba'ivi ha-madeh. This needs a little bit of agdoma. This is a din in Meseches Eholos, where there's one oil that's mile over a dead body and over a person or over a kalim, so the oil makes as if they're touching. The shear of an oil which has a din of a structure has to be pesach tefak. If it's less than that, it's not considered an oil. Here we're talking about a case where a person has a tool on his back, and let's picture him with a long stick of a shovel hang over his back. And he's here, and it's hanging over him. And the shovel is hanging over the side of a kever. So l'chayr, he's under the oil, but it's not pesach tefak. There's a din d'rabbanon that it's be'ivei hamardeya. That if it has enough width to be mile, like the thickness of a stick, this is a mardeya, something that you push the animals with, prods the animals. It's not a pesach tefak. The shear is hekefei tefach. That means it's a round tool. The roundness of it, if you take a tape measure and go around, it'll be a tefach. Really, the width of it is not a tefach. The width is a third of a tefach. So since there's a chashash that people are going to mix up hekefei tefach to rochfei tefach, similar they were goyzer b'chiyai gavna. What were they goyzer on? Legodl lekotn on the mardeya. Elabeni, a mardeya benini. Ezel benini, kol shekefei tefach, like we just said. That's where they were going to this din. The lot of raid, when you learn a holos, what exactly the gdorm of this din? How far did they take this tumah d'rabbanon of Eveyam Adair? Mishnah Tes, here's another familiar shir. Ho'amo she'omru, amo, which is again a lot of different dinim. L'moshel talad amis, l'gabi carrying on Shabbos, and some goes out the tchum that he's stuck in his talad amis. Now, actually, there's a sugya in Erevin Daf Mem Ches that says that the shear of an amma means the length of an arm, is not ba'amma bennis, what we have in the Mishnah Bayos, but it's, since the pasuk of not carrying is, we have a pasuk in Parshas Bishal, it says, shu ish tachtov, keep it b'mkoymoy. The mkoymoy is mitlatoli in the person himself, so it's subjective to that person. Also, l'gabi dalaramis, out of the tchum, is what's your dalaramis, telling that person. So there's a shmuz about that, but a lot of halachas, dalaramis of let's say 20 amas of schach and amas of divin halachas of tfanois, those dalar amas are of course objective dalar amas, the amas benmis. We'll just point out that there's a long suga in Erevin, and some of it is in Sukkah also. There's what we just said, that an amma is bas shisha tvochim, is not so partial. The discussion in the Gemara that there's two types of ammas. There's an amma of 6 tvochim and an amma of 5 tvochim. One loshen in the Gemara, it's a baya verova, one loshen is that you go bas of the amma l'chumra. That means there's going to be a shear of, let's say, how far away you could plant from each other, like gabi klayim, that they consider a taruvis, they will make it a smaller shear, we'll make it into 5 tvachim. Legabe, sorry, over there, you'll make it 6 tvachim because you have to be marchik, the klayim from the zera, that far. Sukkah, you're going to say that 20 amis, you're going to have to go with the smaller one, and you'd be allowed to make 20 amis of an amabas chamisha tvachim. Lemaisa, we don't pass in that way. The Gemara says that's machlekes tanoim. We paskin that that an amma is always shisha tvachim. There's another discussion over there. There's a slight difference, what's called a tefach mitzumtzum, a tefach otzuv, from a tefach that's a little bit wider. Like kilu, do the tvachim, the finger widths, that make up an amma, do they have to be pushed against each other? Or it's with a little bit revach, an amma sechekes, it's a tefach tvachim sechekes, it's called. So that's a subject, but the difference between the two is very minimal. So that's the din of amma. Ushtei amas hoyu b'shushan abiro. Mishnah says is that in the Beis Hamikdash also, we measure an amma, a bigger amma. So Mishnah says, ushtei amas hoyu b'shushan abiro. There was a room in the Beis Hamikdash that was called shushan abiro. And over there were two measuring sticks, two maklois that we used to measure. Achas al kerem mizrachas tzvaynis. One was on the wall, on the mizrach tzvaynis wall, and one was on the kerem mizrachas droimis, and they were both bigger than the regular amma of shisha tvachim. Mizrachas midas. There's a room that was called shushan abira. It had a design of shushan abira on the outside wall. That's why it's called. But it was really a storage room. So they had these two measuring sticks, and they put them in separate places so they shouldn't mix them up. She'al kerem mizrachis tzvoinis, the one that was the first one, ha'isiyisera al shomoysha. The amma was bigger than the amma that's used, shomoysha, the regular deraisidik amma. Chatzi etzba was a little bit bigger. It was, instead of being 24 etzbois, it was 24 and a half etzbois. Al kerem mizrachis droimis, ha'isiyisera leo, that's even bigger than that, chatzi etzba. So the full measure was 25 etzbois. Nimtzis yisera al shamoisha etzba was a full etzba bigger. V'lama omru achas g'dela. Why in the Mikdash was the etzba was the amma bigger? V'achas k'tana, and one was the shear of Moshe. Why they just use the regular measurement of amma? Elo she'o umnin, the craftsmen that were building the Beis Hamikdash, noitlum b'k'tana. They would make up to tile or repair a certain amount of wall length. They would make up this and this amount of amos, and they would make up this and this price. They would make up biktanu umachzirim bigdoila, and they would build lufidi gdoila, because you have to go lechumra. They would have to give hegdash a little bit of them in order that there shouldn't be any chash kadesh levayu ledei milo. Because if the measurement's a little bit off and they got a little bit extra for their work, rachwan's like we have a milo. So then the sechomis mamel, they will make a. They were machmir, they were making on their own packet, and they were machmir on the tzad of not being loyal by Hegdash. We'll just say over the idea, Mishnah's Tiris brings a discussion. This is the sugi that we were talking about in Erevin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where Abaye says that sometimes you use a bigger amma, a smaller amma, 5 tvachim, 6 tvachim, and you go l'chumra. Is that midin sofik? Or that is the way it's avekishtal, that there's two ammois, and the amma goes kefi the chumra. See, hishtaltsu Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rama, has similar raid legabe shir shtei sairus. Shtei sairus is the shir of gadlus, when a ktana turns into a gdoilo, legabe kiddushin and other dinim in the Torah. So how do we measure two sairus? What's called a sar? There's a shir that's called kedei lok of roshon leikron, kedei likretz bitzipoirin, kedei nitoles bezug, And the Gemara says that depends if you, whatever you're doing l'chumrah. That means the gabi kedushin, whether the kedushin will be a good kedushin, you'll have to go l'chumrah with this share. And you'll go l'gabi different dinim l'chumrah. And it's mavur and achren, which kind of brings down from Chuvus Chassam Sofer, the lav dafka means misafik. It could be that that is the etzim din, that there's three types of sirus, and each one is negeh, wherever it's negeh l'chumrah. It could be Abai means the same thing. L'go l'chumrah b'teres vaday. Interesting perspective. The nafkamina, Reb Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avim and Shin Sam Gimel is Mitzayin, has this type of thing. L'gabei tvochim atzovos v'soichkos. And the shaila is, what would be if they would come out in the same hekif rishus, where in one place the tefach goes? He marshals us a case where a tefach goes l'chumrah, one case l'kuluk. Could you use in the same property both of them l'chumrah or no? It's midin sofik, so then maman of shach. It's either one or the other, so you don't have to pull on both ends. Could be that's halachah moshe v'sinai, you go l'chumras. That's what the achronim are busy with.